Snipers, you have to see what's happening to the Bitcoin price this Sunday, as I might be up all night with Bitcoin inside of no man's land right now. For those in our Discord, we closed out our leveraged long position in profits yesterday as we tested 34,788, but futures markets are open now, and I was very specific on the fact that I didn't want to have a leveraged position open while futures markets started to open up. And so right now, there's a new game plan that we're going to talk about for Bitcoin snipers. Smash the like button for the YouTube algorithm if you support these updates. Let's dive straight into the charts. So I want to give some perspective because Bitcoin is inside of a large range with a resistance of 35,000 and a support of 25,000 US dollars right now. I am expecting the bottom to come inside of this range. And to give some further perspective, MicroStrategy's average price for their Bitcoin holdings, Michael Saylor's average price is at 30,000 US dollars. Tesla, when they announced their Bitcoin purchase, it was around 36,000 US dollars, but based on their Q1 filings, Elon Musk and his average price for his Tesla Bitcoin holdings is around 32,000 US dollars. So just notice how both of these extremely bright individuals, one of the wealthiest individuals in the world, most intelligent individuals in the world, their average price is right around 5 to 10% of where current price action is at. And so what does that mean for the game plan, snipers? Well, since we cannot predict the bottom, here's what I am doing. No matter how low Bitcoin goes, if it goes to 30,000, if it goes to 28,000, even if it comes down to 25,000, I will be continuously dollar cost averaging long-term spot positions inside of this range. And the lower we go, the larger those positions are going to be. Why is that the case? Because I expect this to be the range where we find a bottom. I do not expect Bitcoin to come and test the 2018 all-time highs at 20,000 US dollars. Now, let's be very clear, snipers. Why am I expecting the bottom here? Well, it's not just because of the fact that Bitcoin has bottomed inside of this range not once, but twice already to see new all-time highs. We've come down below 34,780 and we've seen buyers come in twice already to the point where we've seen new all-time highs. If we just look at risk to reward with where current price action is, just to test the previous all-time high at 69,000 is a 100% reward to the risk of the previous all-time high from 2018, about 40%. There is obviously a major, major risk to reward ratio here, and it's clearly on the favor of upside. If we were to be entering into long-term spot positions right now inside of this range, that would be the wisest thing to do. This could be an opportunity of a lifetime, and I say that because the NASDAQ at this point is testing the 600-day moving average. And here's typically what happens when the NASDAQ comes down to the 600-day moving average. If we look at what happened in 2020, when we came down to the 600-day moving average, we spent about a week here before we saw a major reversal back to price discovery. In 2018, we only spent about 3 days at the 600-day moving average before we saw a major reversal into price discovery. And so I am expecting this for the third time to also be the bottom, in which we could maybe spend 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, maybe even a week around this area before we see a reversal. And this reversal would mean that Bitcoin would also most likely get back above 34,788. And so I am certainly expecting the bottom to come soon. And just look at this gold to Bitcoin chart. It's inside of this channel. This is in a macro bearish trend, right? The value of Bitcoin against gold, Bitcoin continues to outperform gold. It is in a macro bearish trend, but it's testing a major resistance. What does that mean? Well, that would mean that right now is the best opportunity to be entering into Bitcoin, because against gold right now, it is undervalued. We could expect in the macro this chart to continue further down, especially if you believe in Bitcoin, which I certainly do. The Ethereum to Bitcoin chart is still bullish. That gives us a bullish bias. Some people are saying, how is the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart bullish, Naeem? Well, it's above its 20-week moving average. When you're above the 20-week moving average, that's home base, you're still in a bullish trend. It's been maintaining the 20-week moving average quite well. And so the puzzle pieces right now, to me, are saying that we have the opportunity of the lifetime ahead of us. Right now, futures markets are open. S&P 500 down about 1%. Japan is open for its regular trading session, down about 2%. But we've yet to see institutional participation, right? Futures markets are not institutions participating. We have to wait until 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday. The bell needs to ring for us to see real institutional participation. But even the S&P 500 testing the 100-week moving average for the first time, there could certainly be a place where we reverse back to the upside in the next few days. And I am not worried about the DXY. I want to be very clear, snipers. Yes, we are breaking 20-year highs for the DXY, but we can even look at a Wyckoff distribution model and say that right now the DXY could potentially top out maybe in the next few days, maybe this week. I mean, at this point, I'm going to the gym, I go to the barber, and I'm hearing people talk about how bad markets are. And that's when you know that there's fear bred into retail, and that's when you want to be greedy. On our red days, we need to prepare for our green day, snipers. And I'm very clear right now that I am dollar cost averaging long-term spot positions into Bitcoin, expecting a reversal inside of this range. With a resistance of 35,000 and a support of 25,000, we can expect a lot of volatility. Let's be careful with leveraged positions. I know some people want to short. I am certainly not shorting Bitcoin. We took shorts on altcoins. If we see more altcoin opportunities to short, we'll take advantage of those. But for Bitcoin specifically right now, it's not the time to be looking for shorts. It really isn't the time to be looking for leveraged long positions, because we want to look for those when there's momentum. But what it is time for is to look for long-term entries, long-term spot positions to hold for Bitcoin, because it is at a place where in the past we've seen Bitcoin reverse to see new all-time highs and re-enter price discovery. We don't know. It could be in the next few days that Bitcoin bottoms out, and we'll look back 6 months from now and see Bitcoin over $100,000, never to come back to these range price levels ever again. Just remember this, Elon Musk and Michael Saylor, within 10% of where price is right now, are their average entries. Some of the brightest individuals in the world. And so keep that in mind, snipers. Stay positive. This is a video just to remind you that the Bitcoin price right now is in an accumulation zone. I know you'll have people talking about, okay, Bitcoin dominance hasn't came up yet. That means Bitcoin hasn't bottomed yet, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, there are so many things that we could look at, but what we do know is that there is a floor here at 30,000. In the past, it's been a floor, and that we are inside of this range. Equity markets are already in extreme fear. The cryptocurrency market in extreme fear. What does Warren Buffett always say? When there's fear is when you want to be greedy. And so it's not the time to be greedy when Bitcoin is going parabolic. It's the time to get greedy when Bitcoin is down at these very, very attractive price levels, right? Because that's where you'll see the reversals. That's where you'll see the best opportunities. And so I'm not expecting the 200-week moving average to even come on the table just yet. I'm not saying that we'll never test it, but what I am saying is that it's probably not going to happen now. We might test it a couple months from now when it's already maybe even above 34,788. So that is my game plan. I want to be very clear, snipers. Right now, Bitcoin is in no man's land. Be careful. Keep some ammo on the side just in case, so that you can buy through this downtrend. If we see even lower prices, have some capital on the side. It's the time to be dollar cost averaging into spot positions right now. That is what I'm seeing on the chart, snipers. That's what I'm playing. And other than that, I will also mention this. One chart that we could monitor right now is Bitcoin against the NASDAQ. As I mentioned yesterday, this has been a tall telling sign of Bitcoin being undervalued against equity markets, and it's currently sitting at major support inside of the symmetrical triangle. In 2018, we never broke the symmetrical triangle support level, but every time we came to that symmetrical triangle support level, it was certainly the time to be entering into long-term positions for Bitcoin. So we're currently back at that major area here, this major support for Bitcoin against the NASDAQ, where in the past, when we come to the support level, it has been the time to be dollar cost averaging long positions into Bitcoin. It's going to be an exciting week. I might be up all night because I am not going to miss the opportunity to get Bitcoin at lower prices. They might come overnight. Who knows, right? And so we'll continue to monitor price action. I'll keep you guys updated in the Discord. For those that are not in our Discord, I'm going to leave the link in the description below. I usually don't leave it in the description below just due to spam bots and stuff. But I'd love to have some of you guys in our crypto chat discussing price action throughout the night and throughout the next few days, because I think it's one of the most important times in the market right now. Happy Mother's Day to all those that are celebrating. Thank you all for tuning into the Sniper's channel this Sunday. I will see you guys on our next video. It could come in the next few hours, but I will definitely get a video update out to you guys if anything changes. Let's continue to monitor price. All we need right now is for Bitcoin to get back above 34,788 to start talking about upside targets. But right now, we're inside of a large range. Let's step away from leveraged long positions for Bitcoin right now and focus in on entering into long-term spot positions. Those are the funnest positions to enter into because you throw those onto a ledger, onto a Trezor, and you forget about them for 5 years. You look back and you're like, man, I was so happy that I got into Bitcoin at these prices and I left it on that cold storage, and now look where I'm at, right? So we just have to have some foresight here. Don't get caught up in the day-to-day trends. Don't get caught up in the Twitter and the mainstream media and what they're saying. Just realize that on our red days, we need to prepare for our green days. That's how you properly trade the market. And with that, thank you all for tuning into the Sniper's channel for this midnight update. Smash like button for the YouTube algorithm for the midnight update. And I'll see you all next time. Snipers out.